Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. 1 hour ago, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in California rejected Stanley Williams' petition for a stay of execution. 30 minutes ago, California's Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger rejected the request for clemency, which means that in 10 hours from now, Stanley Williams will be executed for a murder he committed. Wait, 10 hours from right now. Stanley Williams will be executed. He's one of the co-founders of the Crips, and he has never admitted guilt, and therefore has never been sorrowful for the murder he committed in 1979. When he and some friends were looking for some place to rob, and they drove to an industrial area east of L.A., and they found a convenience market, and they got the lone employee. In fact, Williams, Stanley Williams alone, took this employee to a back room. His name was Albert Owens, 26 years old, and he first shot out a security monitor and then killed Owens with two execution-style shots to the back. And he made about $120 in the robbery. Now, even if he had admitted his guilt and said that he was sorry, he should not be spared the death penalty. The biblical position is that he should be put to death. Now, I'm just back from Florida after a wonderful week there, partly for vacation with my family, partly work and ministry. I met with Gary Cass, who's D. James Kennedy's executive director of Reclaiming America. And in a moment, I'll give you a report on my presentation to Gary Cass of our Focus on the Strategy, that DVD we've been selling by the hundreds all over the country, 25 of them for $100, three for $20. And people have been getting them. When they buy one for $10, they pop it in their DVD, they watch it, and they call back, and they say, I'd like three more, or I'd like 10 of them for $50. And sending them out to pastors, Sunday school teachers, national ministries, to whoever might take a look at the Christian political strategy we've used for a quarter of a century. And the evidence, we give seven lines of evidence in this DVD that our political strategy has backfired. And so anyway, I'll give you a report on how that went with Gary Cass down at D. James Kennedy's ministry in Coral Ridge in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And then we've got a letter from the family of the pizza delivery lady in Georgia. She's the one who found the two escaped, well, the one murderer and the one kidnapper, and called the police, and they were recaptured. And we had sent her a Citizen of the Month Award from Denver Bible Church with a $50 gift certificate. We'd like to send more, but that's all our budget would allow. And we got a wonderful letter from her family. We also sent them one of our God and the Death Penalty pamphlets, New Testament Support for Capital Punishment. We got a letter from, let's see, it was sent to one of our listeners, longtime listener and supporter in Canada, from Chuck Colson, about our video, God and the Death Penalty, our DVD and VHS tape, New Testament Support for Capital Punishment. And I'll tell you about that, read you a clip from the letter he sent. And then what else? Oh, my producer and I, we spent an hour in Florida talking to a homosexual businessman down there who owns 14 hotels in the Fort Lauderdale area, a few restaurants, a homosexual piano lounge in New York City. Real tragedy. And he's lived most of his life as a homosexual, And after having been married heterosexually and fathering a couple beautiful children, then he became a homosexual after a devastating immorality in his extended family and disillusionment with life, and he became a homosexual. So we're witnessing to him, and we're going to follow up by sending him a Mount Moriah DVD, The Evidence for the Resurrection. So I'm sort of giving you a report on what's going on with Bob Benyart Live. Then we got a message while we were out that a man in Indiana has passed away. I could give his name, right? Is that all right? Russ Height. And his son called us, Stephen Height, with the message that that his dad, Russ Height, about 10 years ago, became a Christian after watching the Mount Moriah video. He watched it about 3 times and gave his life to the Lord and has been a strong Christian ever since. And he died on December 4th. So he's gone to be with the Lord. So you could pray for his family, his sons, Stephen and Stuart Height, and all those who will miss Russ. So that's some of the things going on here at Bob Benyart Live. And Denver Bible Church is moving this week. We're moving locations beginning Sunday morning, this December the 18th. We'll be meeting in Arvada at 72nd and Oak in the facility of Maranatha Christian Center. So that's just going to be as exciting as could be. We already have a few families who've said with the move that they'll be able to attend and visit and perhaps make our church their home church. So, of course, we're hoping for that. All right, and our phone number is 800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278. And our website is kgov.com. Also, news, boy, there's a lot to go over when you're gone for a week. And, of course, I want to thank our friends for filling in for me while I was gone. Joe Scott is always a wonderful guest host, and she did a great job. And Brian and Lisa Rohrbaugh, Brian's wife, was on with him, and so we thank them. And who else? Jason Troyer was on with Joe, and Brian Rohrbaugh did a show on Friday with Don Fleming on the Columbine Memorial, that columbinememorial.org. You could give a donation to that. All right. So now, back to Stanley Williams, who will be executed tonight in 9 hours and 52 minutes. It seems like all the possibilities for a stay of execution appeals have been exhausted, and now he's counting down the last 10 hours of his life. Of course, he didn't give his victim 10 hours to think about his life and prepare for the afterlife, right? Albert Owens, he just killed him moments after they met. And the Ninth Circuit Court, I was worried about them, as broken a court as they are. Our entire judicial system in America is broken. It's no longer a justice system. Now it's just a system. And when things go right, like the execution of Stanley Williams this evening, 1 minute after midnight Pacific time, when things go right, you should never, ever say, see, the system works, because the system is broken. Even a broken clock is right twice a day. So occasionally the right thing happens. But if we have 13,000 murders in a year in America, you know, the number varies. Since I've been on the air, it's been as high as 24,000 murders in 1 year, and that's not counting abortion, which kills 4,000 babies every day in this country. But we have, what, 100 executions or so out of 13,000, 15,000, 20,000 murders, so there's virtually no death penalty effectively in practice. And therefore, the death penalty is a minimal deterrent. This guy committed this murder in 1979. He committed this murder in 1979, and now here we are 27 years later, and he's being put to death. People forget what the crime was. You don't look in the newspapers to find out what he did. You got to look in the history books. You look in the history books and you say, wow, what kind of crime did this guy commit? So God says in the Bible that if you swiftly execute criminals, then there will be a deterrent. But we don't do this swiftly, and it's therefore tragic. Okay. So, by the way, Ronald Reagan granted clemency back in 1967 for a convicted murderer, and he should not have done that. In doing that, he helped to undermine justice in America, and he was wrong for doing that. Ronald Reagan, he's a neat guy. I'm looking forward to meeting him in heaven. You know, there'll be millions of people who want to meet him, and you can't all meet him at one time. He's not omnipresent. He's not omniscient, right? Even in heaven, we'll still have, there'll only be one of you and one of them, and it'll take time to get to meet people. And so, but I'll enjoy meeting him eventually. And I know that he's with the Lord. We interviewed his son, Michael Reagan, on this show. In fact, that interview is right at the top of our website, kgov.com, kgov.com, because it was such an extraordinary interview with Michael Reagan. And you could listen to it anytime you get to a website, get to the internet at kgov, kgov.com. And he talked about his dad, Ronald Reagan, and how his dad prayed for him and helped to lead him to the Lord. So that's so very exciting. But Ronald Reagan did a number of things that were terrible. Supreme Court judicial nominees to the U.S. Supreme Court that were horrendous. And signing bad laws and spending us billions of dollars in debt. Republican presidents have always vastly outspent Democratic presidents, administrations for the last half century. It's been a clear pattern that the Republican administrations are far less fiscally responsible than are the Democratic administrations as far as spending goes and deficit spending. Okay, let's see. So why not, though? What if this guy was sorry? Right? What if this guy was sorry, Stanley Williams, and he said, I'm guilty, and I'm so sorry, and I apologize to the family, and I don't even want to ask you to forgive me, but if you do forgive me, I will be grateful, but I'm so sorry, and I've asked God to forgive me. What if he's done that? Then should he be spared? Should the court give mercy? Should their eye show pity, have pity on him? No, God says repeatedly in the Bible, when he's instructing judges and authorizing them and defining the scope of their responsibilities and their authority, he repeatedly says, show no pity, have no mercy. Repeatedly. Now, as a Christian and a member of the body of Christ, our personal attitude toward one another, we are to be forgiving. Jesus, in the Sermon on the Mount, made it clear that when someone is sorry, we should forgive them. That should be our attitude, not an attitude of bitterness and envy or anger, but when someone is sorry, to be forgiving. Right? Jesus said, if someone repents, forgive him. If he repents, Luke 17:3. But God did not grant to judges the authority to forgive criminals. Now, why didn't he do that? You see, when somebody wrongs you, they've wronged you, they said you were a jerk, whatever, and they just said mean things about you, and then they repented and they're sorry and you forgive them, and that's great. That's neat. But when someone commits a crime, like they commit a murder, so now someone is dead, right? We've got this Albert Owens, 26 years old. He's dead. His crime was he was a convenience store worker. And so the wrong that was committed was primarily against, by Stanley Williams, his wrong was against Albert Owens and against the community at large. Because when there is a murder in your neighborhood, it affects the neighborhood. And when there are a series of murders, it affects the neighborhood in a dramatic way. So Los Angeles has become a hellhole in the world. And L.A., I remember some years ago, I was on the air and reported about Singapore and their very low crime rate, violent crime rate. And they were flogging some guy. They were flogging this guy. And the city council in L.A. condemned Singapore for doing that. They condemned them. And the year before, I went and pulled the records. And in Singapore, they had about 50, I think it was 53 murders in all of Singapore. In L.A., which is about the same demographic, size and population, in L.A., they had over 1,000, something like 1,060 murders. 1,000 additional people were murdered in the previous year, and 1,000 additional murders were committed. Hundreds of L.A. citizens became murderers that year. And here's L.A. telling Singapore that they're barbaric. Who's barbaric? Oh, well, 1,000 extra murders? We just chalk that up to we're a liberal society. So that's the cost of being a liberal society. Yeah, that is the cost, isn't it? Bloodshed. We were in Florida walking on the beach, and some folks left out a beer container here, some cigarette butts. So as always, whenever we're out in nature, a park, I tell my kids, now pick up this trash. Remember, kids, this is your role throughout your life. Liberals will make a mess, and it's your job to clean up after them. So clean up. So clean up the beach, boys. And Zachary, Michael, and Dominic, they were happy to chip in and clean up a bit, to clean up after the liberals. But that's what we got to do. So L.A., and especially liberal community, so many of our major cities are also murder capitals of their states. And that's true also in Los Angeles, California. So Ronald Reagan, he pardoned this guy from the death penalty. He gave him clemency so that he would not be put to death. And his defense was that the man was mentally ill. And he said, therefore, we should have compassion and not execute him. And what a lot of people do is they like to obfuscate matters of right and wrong because they seek a world where there is no right or wrong, where everything is gray. And why do they want that? Not that Ronald Reagan wanted that, but he's influenced by that force in our society. And so they try to undermine the death penalty. And so someone who's mentally ill, if somebody doesn't know what they're doing, you can't put them to death. That's cruel. They don't know what they're doing. Now, let me give you an example. By the way, our phone number here, 800-8-NYARDS. That's 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278. If a mentally ill person or someone with Down syndrome, when we were in Florida, we met with my cousin and her three children and her boy Zachary, he was born with Down syndrome. And just recently, my cousin Kim called a friend here in Denver who was trying to intervene when a neighbor was getting an abortion because she was told that her baby had Down syndrome. And Down syndrome people are as loving and neat as could be. But anyway, he's a strong kid, this little Zachary. And he's not as aware as other kids may be. And so if he ran up to give somebody a hug and accidentally pushed them and they fell over a railing. If that happened, does a mentally ill person or a Down syndrome person, would they get the death penalty for that? No, of course not. That was an accident. But if a mentally ill person, a person with any kind of mental disease, if they took a baseball bat and repeatedly beat somebody to death, then they're guilty of murder and they get put to death. They get put to death. Otherwise, what happens in juveniles in America, you know, America started going wrong when we stopped executing juveniles. Not that we ever had to execute juveniles, but when you change the law, what happens is you make it easier for children to become murderers. And so we have an epidemic of juvenile murderers. And there's no authority from God to have juvenile laws that are different from the laws for adults to where crimes are less for kids. Because when you do that, you lower the threshold for children to become criminals. Now, I know liberals cannot understand this. If you're a liberal, it's almost a terminal illness. There's a possibility that you could recover, but you need to pray to God and ask him to clear your mind, to free your mind from all the misinformation that you've absorbed during your life. And a liberal will look at lenient juvenile penalties and they see the mercy side of it and they say, we want to be nice to kids. Of course, we want to be nice to kids. One way of being nice to kids is to make sure that they don't become criminals. And when you lower the penalties, when you make the penalties for juvenile criminals more lenient, you lower the threshold for kids to become criminals, and then more do. And so you end up with an epidemic of children. You know, if you build it, they will come. Well, that's true of juvenile detention centers. Where do you find an empty juvenile detention center? Where do you find that? Typically, they're filled to maximum and beyond capacity. So Stanley Williams will be executed tonight, barring any last-minute intervention that I can't foresee, right? Even Arnold has said, see you around. Even Arnold is not going to see this guy until they both get to hell. Well, I guess we'll see him on Judgment Day. But and the California Supreme Court refused to intervene, and the Ninth Circuit, just an hour and 20 minutes ago, refused. And the U.S. Supreme Court refused. And so it's over. And it's sad. It's tragic, of course. But it's also good and right. It's good and right. God says in the New Testament, God says, let your love be without hypocrisy. Hate evil. Hate evil. And by the way, evil is not some independent entity that exists separate from beings, angelic spirit beings, human beings. It's the heart that's evil. It's not the action that's evil. It's the heart. So the Bible says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So somebody's a murderer and they're unrepentant. That is who they are. And God promises that the death penalty will help deter criminals. So with the swift death penalty, there's some chance that this guy back in 1979, Albert Owens, there's some chance that he'd still be alive today. In fact, maybe he'd be a grandfather. So, but he's dead. And of course, we have all of Hollywood defending this guy, this co-founder of the Crips. They said it was the Cribs, but they mispronounced it so often, it became known as the Crips. And how do they spell it? It's not like C-R-Y-P-T, right? Like a cemetery, a crypt. It's a Crips, like C-R-I-P-S. So it was the Cribs, and they didn't know how to pronounce the name of their own group. So now it's the Crips and the Bloods. And how many people have they killed? And so this Stanley Williams has renounced gang violence. That's good, except he never took responsibility for his own crime. Okay. All right, so that's what's going on in California. And then we have, well, we have all the things that have been going on right here. This wonderful letter from the family of Judy Traynor. Now, she's the pizza delivery gal who went to a motel, brought a pizza all the way, a garbage pie. What do they call them back east? When he got everything on it. Actually, I don't know what they had on it. Probably a pepperoni pizza. And she brought it to a hotel, a motel, and the guys were in the bathroom with the door shut, and they were tossing her the money. And she became suspicious, and she called the police. And it turned out to be Johnny Brewer, convicted murderer, and Jimmy Causey, convicted kidnapper, both escapees. And so we sent her, we looked up her address, and we're doing this at Denver Bible Church. We're sending out Citizen of the Month awards with the gift certificate. By the way, if you ever want to donate to that effort, just send a check to Denver Bible Church. And you could put in the memo or put in a letter, this is for the Citizen of the Month award fund. And we'll use your money to send, when people are in the news, we try to get to them and get them strong Bible material so that if they're just in daily life, when people ask them about what happened, if they're interviewed, when they say something, they could be biblically informed about the death penalty. We'll send our DVD, God and the Death Penalty. So anyway, the family of Judy Traynor sent this beautiful letter thanking us for the joyous surprise, and what a trying time this is, but what a neat award she got from Denver Bible Church. Isn't that cool? And then Chuck Colson on tomorrow's show, I'll quote to you from Chuck Colson. He wrote a letter and talked about our God and the Death Penalty video and said he could not endorse it and gave his reasons. And so we'll compare his reasons specifically to what the Bible says about the death penalty. And we'll encourage people to pray that he would reconsider not endorsing our video. We didn't ask him to do that. But just that he would have a more clear position on the death penalty because the death penalty is at the heart of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's what you learn about when you watch our video, which you can get at kgov.com or call us at 800-8-NYARDS. All right, we're out of time. More tomorrow. Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, simply the best Christian school I've ever seen. Check them out, Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, and our website, kgov, kgov.com.